We're learning now Nidrei Tzedakah. We talked about last week about Neder B'Machshava, Kol Asher Nediv Lev, that whole sugya. So now I want to go right to the Sinyan of Nedarim. It's in Rishon Chesiv Gimel. So you all have the big packets this week. So and over there, Shulchan Aruch says the following: Neder Tzedakah. Person it's an idrit stock of any idea come another, and this is going to come in very nigel later. But this halacha, any idea come another. So mar belitain atchiyoy mar loy lachol kachnis kavanti. He has to give until he goes to the suffik miliboy. Why? Well, chayr, you could say that this is like a suffik in moment. Let's say the ani will come to you and say, you promised. I heard you were saying over there that you were going to give $100 to Saka. He says, 100? I thought I only said 50. Whatever. I don't remember what I said. He said, trust me, he said 100. So, Lachara, what's Mechaver al Haraya? The Ani would have to say, you have to prove. You can't take money out of, you can't be Moitzi Momin without a Raya. So, Moitzi Mechaver al Haraya. You can't just go to someone and say, you lent me money. Yeah, I lent you money. It's true. I owe you money. Yeah, I think you lent me 100. No, I lent you 50. I only borrowed 50. No, I lent you 100. How much does the guy have to pay? He only has to pay 50, the minimum amount, because it's a Moitzi Mechaver al Haraya. You need to bring a Raya. You need to prove the fact that he owes you money. So here, why do you have to pay all of it? So the obvious answer is because here it's a shaila of an isser. It's a shaila of my own personal isser. I made a nether. And since I made my own personal neder, I have to make sure I'm yoytzi my neder. So I suffik derais l'chomer. I have to be machmer.
And Ani's very concerned that you fulfill that. He has more.
Ani is mamish, you know, whatever.
Your net.
So mamela, the person makes a mishaberach, and he doesn't remember what he did. So he's got to be. Listen, I know for sure I didn't go over. I didn't do more than, you know, whatever it is. So okay, so you don't have to give more than what it's possible that you gave, but up to what it's possible that you've done, you would have to do that to be yoytzi midei the suffik. Okay, so maybe you'll say this is not such a common shiloh, but we'll see where it comes in very, very negea later. But in the meanwhile, there's a pischi tshuva here. The pischi tshuva is ois hay, and the pischi tshuva brings down from the chasam sofer a moedik shiloh that back then the kehila was in charge of everything. So there was the kehila was that under the kehila's name, you know, there was one shul for the kehila, and in the shul was the bikur, the gabe for the bikur cholim, and the gabe for the chaver kedisha, and the gabe for the temchei shabbos, and everyone was in that in the kehila there, and the guy made a neder to one of the tzedakis. He made $100, 100 ruble, whatever the Hungarian currency is at that time, $100 to whatever. It comes Motzei Shabbos, he wants to pay. He forgot which moysid did he give the $100 to. Did he say that it was going to be to the Bikur Cholim, to the Chaver Kedisha, or to the Eitzer Sfarim, to this, that? So the halacha is Zakta Chasam Sofer, and he proves this from different places, is that one of his options is that you put the $100 and run for your life, and tell them, listen, there's $100 and you guys figure out who it goes to. So he says no. You can't do that, because since the shaila is my shaila of my neder, and I'm not going to be yitzi my neder if the wrong guy takes it. So therefore, zakta chasam sofer, you have to give $100 to each one because of this din. Because atzi yitzi asafik miliboy, until you know for sure you're yitzi the neder, you have to pay up until you know for sure you're yitzi the neder.
The last time he makes that mistake.
It's a learning experience.
So, the other moises are like paying off the gabbai to make sure he forgets, you know, to make sure he forgets every Shabbos, you know. But the point is that this is the nachshivin of the chasam sofer.
The stamina, someone happens too often. So I'll do $100. Why don't I make one?
Okay, so the Gemara, so that's the next to halachas in Shulchan Aruch. That's the next to halachas in Shulchan Aruch, kind of. That the Shulchan Aruch says in the halacha Dalad, it says, "Haimer tenu masayim zuz oy sefer Torah lebeis haknesses." I don't know which shul I meant, though. Right? So I don't know which shul I said.
It's a problem because a lot of people daven in a few different shuls throughout the week.
But I don't know if a lot of people are giving money to any of the shuls.
That's the reason they
voted
so many.
Right. So, that I was sure to any of them. So if he said he made a pledge to a shul, he doesn't remember which one, or even not, he didn't remember. He didn't specify mitchila. The halacha is he gives to the one that's rogel. So it's like an umdana. And same thing in the next halacha. So I want to give to anim. Who do you give to? How you yoytze your neder? Yidnu l'ani I oytze a'ir. Shu Darba, not where he made the neder. So if you have a vacationer, that makes it a thing to a neder, to Aniyim, he can go back to New York and give it over there. Because it goes by the city you live in. That's the Aniya Ircha. So the Stam neder is that's how you're Yotze Yerchiv. But our components, you've seen this halacha, that Nedarim is not just a moment Shaila. It's not a Shaila, a regular Shaila of a monetary Shaila. You have someone's money, how do you pay it back? Because that would be different halachas. Right, like in the case of the Chasam Sofer, let's say I have a pikadon, I have money from someone. I don't know who it is. It could be I got it from you. So, essentially, I don't have to pay $300 out of my pocket. I only have 100. You guys fight it out. Right? But by Nedarim, it's not like that, because by Nedarim, it's my issue. I made the Nedar, and I have to be Yotze my Nedar. Right. So to be Yotze my Nedar, I have to be Machmer to be Yotze. And this happens a lot of times. Like a guy says, oh, I was by the dinner, I made something, I don't remember what I made. Or it could happen that, let's say, you have, in your wallet, you have a separate, I folded up the dollar like this, so I know that it's for stock, but I don't remember who I was planning on giving that to, which push guy saw, and that was going to give it to.
Yeah, my father, he buys like 6-7 kibbutzim over yonder. He doesn't remember how much. Who and what for what, and whatever.
Right, all I know is I bought it, but I don't remember, did it go for $1,000 or did it go for $1,500? You know? So these type of things, you have to l'chayra, yoytze, atche, yoytze, asafik, miliboy. Okay? That's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the halacha of the Chasam Sofer. Now comes, that's Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. I mean, except for the Ramah, we're not going to do the Ramah right now. So, Halacha Vav is where things get very complicated. And Halacha Vav, the side of it is from the book Gemara Baba Kama. And the Gemara in Baba Kama is a very lumdish Gemara, very Gishmaka Gemara. So the Gemara has a story as follows. Hahu Gavra. I didn't bring the first part of the story.
That would be much easier.
Omar Lay. That's why. Because when I looked at the Sibdal, I saw Omar Lay.
When we looked in the when.
Okay, I'm sorry. I cut it off to Lazaro. Basically, the story was. I'm sorry about that. Okay, I apologize.
That's right. So, what's the first half of the story?
The first half of the story is that one guy, essentially, one guy owed another guy money. That's the case. But the case was is that Reuven hit Shimon, slapped Shimon. Now the halacha is if you slap someone, you have to give a certain amount of money. It was a very insignificant amount of money. The knas that we give is insignificant. So Reuven slapped Shimon. So Shimon is too proud to take the small amount of money that the knas is. So Shimon tells Reuven, give it to the aniyim. You know what? Put it in the pushka. You know that line.
Yeah.
A guy went to the store for you.
Right. Right.
And okay, put the change. Put it in the pushka. We won't put it in the pushka. Just tell the guy to keep it if you don't want it. It's just fine. So you don't put it in the pushka. Now you get into this whole problem. So then he says, you know what? So this is where the story says. Ahu gavra, armalei ahu gavra, hoyol paga dezuzahu. Since it's so little, loy ba'ina, I don't want it. Neisvel aniim. So give it to aniim. Hadar armalei neisvei. Then he said, you know what? Actually, I do want it. You know what? Why am I being so stubborn? Give it to me. It's a couple dollars. I'll take it.
The money wasn't there, though. This is all talking about.
Reuven is holding the money to pay Shimon. And Shimon says, give it to the tzedakah.
Right.
Now Shimon changes his mind. Says, give it back to me. So Rav Yosef has to be standing there. So Amar Le Nisvi Niali, Eiz of Ivrin Vein Afshoy. I'll go heal myself. Amar Le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kfar Zachu Be'anim. Sorry, the Aniyim already got it. The Aniyim is why? Because Rabbi Yosef was the Gabbai Tzedakah of the city, and since Rabbi Yosef was standing there, Zok to Rabbi Yosef, you can't change your mind. Because I already, since I'm here,
I heard you say it.
It's like halach and hilchas mominus is that if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Levi's standing there, and in front of Levi he says, "Give it to Shimon." Reuven says, "Reuven owes Shimon money," and in front of Levi, Shimon says, "Don't give it to me. Give it to Levi." It's chal the kinyan. You can't be chayzer. It's a halach. It's a halach.
That's more than
Shimon. It's a kinyan. Right. It's called maimon shlosh. It's a kinyan. Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon says, "Give it to Levi," and Levi's there.
That's what the riff brings.
It's a hilchasa b'loy taima. The Gemara says
what does that mean? What? That means he gives it to Levi?
Yeah. Yes. And he can't change his mind later.
Can he change?
No, it's chal. That's it. Done. So here also, Rav Yosef says, since I was standing there, and you said give it to the Neem, I was kind of for the Neem, it's like I was there, and he can't be chayter.
That's what he's saying, though. He's not saying that I'll just take it on their behalf, and whether he has to give it to them or not.
No, no.
I already got it.
No, no. He says, kvar zochu be'anim.
Maybe he's just trying to avoid having to chase the guy for the money that he pledged.
No, he said, he's saying, the guy is saying, I don't want to give it, I want to take it for myself. He says, sorry, kvar zochu be'anim, you're in, you're done.
Kvar zochu be'anim.
Va'af agav d'lek anim hacha, nan yad anim anan. Even though they weren't standing there, I'm representing them.
Only because he was there, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, good. So, Frek Taisvis. Him Taimar, but Loyad Anim. Why needed this whole fancy thing? Mechayv Tzedaka Ba'amira. Kedashim Parakam Darshan Beficha Zutzak. There's a nether. The guy made a nether. I'm going to give it to Tzedaka. So therefore, what does it have to do with the fact that you have this whole fancy kinyan, that it's called the kinyan because Rav Yosef was there? Leave Rav Yosef out of this. And the bottom line, the guy said, put the money, instead of giving it to me, give it to him. So he put in the pushka.
Because for sure what we said last week, that if you...
you had in mind to make a nether.
No, if you said it, it's for sure chal. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you said it, it's for sure
chal. I made a nether. So what's going on? This is Tais Kasha. So Tais says, two tirutzim. One of the two, and there's really a third tirut, by the way, they say that one tarot is, you could say, is that the guy never really made a nether. He didn't say, I promised the money to Tzedakah. He said, you give it to Tzedakah. So it's not really chal a nether. It wasn't a technical nether, maybe. Oh. Okay.
The
so
wording was a little...
Maybe the wording is not a technical... Yeah. It's not like, I promised to give that I want to give $5 to Tzedakah. He said, give it. So it's chal is in Hilchos Kinyonim, not in Hilchos Nedarim. That's one tarot. But Tzedakah doesn't say that. Tzedakah says two tirutim. One tarot is that... Let's go with the second tarot, just bring out the point. So Tzedakah says, no, you're right. As far as the neder is concerned, he would not have been allowed to change his mind, and he would have had to give that amount of money to Tzedakah. Because he made the neder. It's true. So why was Rav Yosef getting involved in that he's there, he's not there? This is what you were saying, Rabbi Mandel. The pshat is, he was... Yavada, the guy wasn't trying to get out of the chayv. He was going to have to pay the tzedakah. He knew that. He made a neder. But he wanted to borrow the money now against the tzedakah. He says, you know what? I actually need the money now. And I'll make, but to fulfill my neder, I'll pay back $5 later. But right now, I want the money. So as far as the neder is concerned, the person makes a neder. He doesn't have to pay this second if he doesn't have the money. He could pay later. He'll get the money later. So he wasn't concerned with the nether. But Rabbi Yosef was saying, you can't even borrow against the nether, because since I'm representing the Aniyim, it's like you gave it to the Aniyim already, and they were crediting the money. Mm-hmm. So once they're crediting the money, you can't borrow from them. That's it.
It's not like putting it in a tzedakah box.
We'll get to the tzedakah box. But the point is, it's not like making the nether, that's all. It's not like making the nether. You actually, it's like you gave it to them, and they were crediting it, now you can't borrow it back from them. That's what Rabbi Yosef said.
Was they passing them that you own the money, or they just hit it like, oh, I just...
The money, it was paskin that he owed it to him, and he said, I'm not going to take it, give it to Tzedakah. So the guy's...
Before it was paskin, it wasn't what actually was there.
I'm not sure. But here the guy's coming with a $5 bill.
He had the money in his hand. It was ready.
Well, how do you know that?
That's what it says.
That the money was there? No. You're talking about a choyv. A choyv is not money that's not tangible.
The question is,
okay, but he owed him the money. Okay,
it makes a difference, because if you put the money there, then you actually gave it. Then it's a kinyan.
He held it in his...
Correct. But we're going for it. Even if not, the bottom line is that my mishloshim is a mechanism where you can be makne achoyv.
Right.
I'm saying,
so therefore, it would work.
You wouldn't have to come up to my mishloshim if the money was there.
Exactly.
So avad, it has to be that the money wasn't there.
So that's the bottom line of Tosis. So let's take out what it says in Tosis. The side of Tosis, and this the riff goes with this also. I'm not going to read the riff inside. If you haven't got a chance to read the riff, but this is the idea. Zok the riff and Tosis, that the Gemara in the Darim that says beficha tzedaka, you want to make a neder to tzedaka, you cannot be chayzer. You can't change your mind. That's it. If you chazut tzedakah, you're locked in. You can't be chayzer. Okay? However, if you just made a neder, stamazoi, you could borrow against it. You don't have to pay it now. If you have money, you could borrow against that or whatever. You don't have to give it away. But if it was chal through a yad gabai, the gabai already got the money, you can't take it back from the gabai. It's like he was zoiche for the aniyim, and you're stuck. This is the psak, and this is basically comes from Gemara and Erechin also, on Davav. which is the bottom of the page. The Gemara in Erechin says, Tan Rabbanan, Sela Zulit Tzedaka. If you say Sela Zulit Tzedaka, actually, Basel Yad Gabai, if I didn't give it away yet, Mutul L'Shanoi, I could borrow, I could change it out. Okay, let's say that's a very nice coin. It's a very fancy coin. I want to save that coin. This is a really fancy dollar coin. So instead of that one, I'll give 2 50-cent coins later. Whatever. So you can change it around. Or change to which ani maybe, depending on next week. Misha Basli Agabe, once you gave it to the Gabe Tztaka, also the Shanoi, so you can't change your mind. You can't change around. Okay, because if you set it aside in your wallet, you didn't give it away. So essentially, all you did is you designated, it's like a nether. That's all. So that's a nether. So you have to give the money eventually, but you could borrow against that, because that money itself wasn't given to the Aniyim. It was just your personal promise. But if you gave it to the Gabbai, okay, then it's done.
What if you are the guy?
Well, okay, so let me just get to that question in 1 second. So this is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, Sivvav, okay? In Sivvav, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and it says like this: Hanoyder Tzedaka. If you made a neder for Tzedaka, ain't a yochal lachzer boy. You cannot be chayzer. Elim Kain Nishal Lachacham, unless you ask for the Heter Nedarim, you make Hataras Nedarim for Heter Loy. Okay. Now, by the way, Rabbi Kivager and the Pesach Shuvah both bring down that the Rav who ends up being Mata the Neder, we put him in Cherem for making Aniyim lose out.
Here it is.
Wow. But it's Mutter.
It's Chalva Hatara. But the Rav is not supposed to do that, because the Rav should rather give you Musar and say, what are you taking away money from the Aniyim? Rabbi Kivager. Oh, Menadim Lahachacham Hamater Shemafsir Aniyim. Rabbi Kivager brings down. So the guy, he's an Amoritz, so he goes and says, can I do Hatara Sadam? Sure, no problem. So then he goes to someone else and he says, I had an interesting Shiloh today. I was Mata Neder for this guy making suck. We put him in Chayim. What are you doing? Why are you being Mafsir Aniyim? Okay. But Lamaisa, so Lamaisa, that means that he made the Neder, he has to give it, and that's it. However, V'im he gil ya Gabbai, the Gemar Nerechin, but once he gave it away to the Gabbai, in Yochel Yisholol, it's done. You can't touch us the Dharma, you can't borrow the money. Now regarding your questions, the Noy de Biyuda, the Piskachuba brings out from the Noy de Biyuda, that this has nothing to do with an official Gabbai. It has to do, let's say I gave someone, you're not an official Gabbai, but I know that you know a couple people, whatever, so I say to you, I say, here's some money, give out the money to the way you see fit. And then you come back, you know what, I need that money, I'll give it to you in 2 weeks, right now. You can't do that.
Too late.
That's also considered a Gabbai. So it doesn't have to do with the guys wearing an official Gabbai badge. It has to do with the fact that you gave it away for the purpose of the Aniyim. But if you're holding it, then Kolman, you didn't give it away, that you don't have that formality. Because even if you're holding it, but the point is that you designated money to eventually give away, but you haven't done anything yet.
Still owe it though, that's all.
Right, so it has to be.
But what if he owes you $100 and you tell him go give it out? There wouldn't be fault. Right?
Well, if that guy has no shaykhs to people. Well,
he has shaykhs to people. The same guy. The same guy. But instead of saying, here, give this to
fine. So then you don't need the Mamik Shoshtim. Then he is the Agaba. I mean, if Rabbi Yosef would have been the guy that owed the money, yeah.
You're saying if you give the money to somebody to not Gabbai.
But he's acting as a Gabbai now, as far as I'm concerned, because he's giving out money for me.
So shouldn't the same thing apply over here, that he's going to give the money out?
What's here?
In the Gemara?
He's not a Gabbai. He's going to give it to the Gabbai. I'm going to go find someone that's going to give it to the Aniyim. But I don't have nothing to do with Aniyim. I'm not responsible.
I said that he's going to give it to the boy.
To Rabbi Yosef.
No.
This guy, give it out to the Aniyim.
Okay.
Does the Gabbai have to be a physical person?
Okay. So let's get into the Shilas, okay? This is the Allah in Shulchan Aruch that it says over here that if you give it to the Agabai, now, let's bring out another Nafkamina. Very important. Let's say the Agabai loses it before he actually gave it to the Aniyim. Does the person who made the Neder, does he now have to repay the money?
No.
Or do you say, no?
Well, not according to the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef, because if Rabbi Yosef says,
meaning, so Chayra goes hand in hand. If you hold that giving it to the gabbai is a fulfillment of your neder because you can't take it back anymore. So now lachara, that means you're mekayim the neder now. But if you say that you could still borrow the money and that you could change your mind, that means it's not a fulfillment of the neder. So then the nafkamina would be the other way around, right? The nafkamina would be lachumra. Yeah, you could borrow the money and you delay it. But now that it comes lachumra the other way is that if the guy loses the money, you didn't fulfill your neder. The lacha ma'aser
is. What are we passing like? Is it? Can you borrow?
Yeah,
agape.
We pass like shacharor.
You did or did not fulfill your neder.
If you would have considered the agabai, if you gave it to someone who's not a gabai, let's say, and you could still borrow the money back, so then it's not considered fulfilling your neder. And if he loses it, then you have to pay again because you didn't fulfill your neder yet. Okay. Now, the shayla that everybody talks about, it starts off with the Maharsham, and there's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer about it, and then there's a piece in Reb Chaim Kanievsky about it, and this is the shayla that comes up very much, is what's the status of a pushka?
Of a pushka.
Okay? Now, we're talking right now about a pushka. There's two types of pushkas that people have. One is that you go to a beautiful Judaica store, and you buy yourself a nice little pushka, and that's in your house, that you own the pushka, you bought it, and you put money in there. Now, that type of pushka is obvious that nothing really happens with that pushka, because that's really what you're doing is you're making a promise to give $20 to tzedakah, and you put it in there. I don't even know who I'm giving it to. I don't know which moisset I'm going to give it to. I didn't do anything with that money except for designating it out of my wallet and put it over there. And then eventually I'll decide who to give the thing to. Now,
it's like tzedakah, you put it in there. I haven't given tzedakah, you didn't do it.
Like, you made an enter. It's nidrei tzedakah. It's nidrei tzedakah. It's nidrei tzedakah. Now, who'd you give it to?
But I'm saying,
unless,
it's definitely not yours anymore.
Correct. I don't know if it's not yours. You could probably borrow. You could borrow it.
Still, but borrowing doesn't mean it's yours.
You always steal that amount.
Right. Is it just a nether or someone say, oh, it's good to give by a dlugas nair? The woman should give to duck.
Okay, so lachara. Lachara, if it's your own personal pushka, then all it is a nether. It's not giving the tzedakah yet because no one was kind of it. Who's kind of it? It's your. You put it from your right hand to your left hand. Nothing happens.
You got a mind to put in one place every time.
Most people that put a tzedakah box somewhere, I have a mind to give it to a maizid or something.
Still,
saying,
even if you have a mind to give it to the maizid, what'd you do? You put the money down. It's a nether. But you didn't.
You need a push.
They weren't kindness. Okay?
Yeah. Right. Oh, so then.
Oh, yeah. So in that type of pushka, it's money designated for tzedakah. So you didn't fulfill your nether. So correct. If you want to do a mitzvah now, whatever, I don't know if that's called doing a tzedakah. It's called making a nether for tzedakah. You're setting aside the money. Like we saw last week from the Ber Moshe, that the Ber Moshe, the Mitzvah says, if you write a check, it's like a nether for tzedakah.
Until it clears. I'm saying until it clears. Once the check goes through, then it's right. Then you can put your.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But I'm saying the point is. So here also it's lachar. So no, the only thing is what you have to know is okay. So that's lachar if it's your own private pushka. Now the nafkamina is, which we had a shaila like this less than a year ago, is that someone had one of these types of pushkas and it got stolen from their house. So the halacha is you have to owe all the money back to tzedakah. Because all you did, you made a net, you didn't give it out yet. You just set it aside. Not only that, now you have Sif Gimel. Now you have Sif Gimel, you don't have no clue how much. So you have to be Mashar, how much was it?
I guess it's even possible.
I guess you have to Mashar, how much is in there? I don't put 20s in there, I only put singles. How many singles could be in there already?
Right, okay.
But then you have the halacha of Sif Gimel that you have to be Mashar, how much it is. I didn't get to that. So that's the halacha if it's your own personal pushka. So basically, it's like putting the money on the dining room table. Yeah. Nothing really happened. Okay. Now, even if you have in mind that all the money in here, I'm going to give to Rav Meir Balanes. All the money I'm going to give to this moisa. All the money I'm going to that yeshiva, this koil, that shul. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Because that's your mind. So it's vital your neder. So your neder is it to that moisa. Okay? The nafkamina is the poiskim are Meir Khan. Is what happens if it's a pushka that belongs to that moisa? Okay, now belongs to that moisa, and they still own it because
it has a name.
It has their name on it, and they give it out to the people. But really,
they want it back.
They do want it back. If you move,
they want
want the money from it.
They want a fold.
It's cardboard. They don't want the, like...
Yeah. Some of them are more harsh than cardboard. Yeah. It's a nice plastic, you know.
You open it up,
so someone donated to us all those pushkas. It's like $10, $15 a piece, those things.
I'll
say that. So, the Maisa, if it belongs to the Maisa, so here is where the Shaila comes out. The Shaila is, it is a sugya in Baba Basra, that the sugya is Kalev Shokoine Bershus Makne. If I have a Kaili by you, and you put something in that, and the wind blows $100 coin into that Kaili, who's Koine? Is the guy with the Kli Koine or the guy with the Chotzer Koine? Because normally if something falls into your courtyard, you're Koine, and you're Shus. You acquire it, it becomes yours. But now, if it falls into my Kli, it's mine. So here's my Kli in your Chotzer. So what do we, pass in, except for the Nesivis. The Nesivis argues, but we pass in that it goes by the Kli.
Wow.
It goes by the Kli. So therefore, says the Marsham, according to that, any pushka, any Kli, which belongs to the, any type of pushka like that, it belongs to the Maisid. And therefore, if you put money in there, it's like you gave it away already.
It's like giving out everyone.
It's like you gave it what?
But it says, like, what Kli, and someone had in mind.
For sure you have in mind to give it away. I'm saying more. It's Chal, the Kenyan, is to them already. It belongs to them. It belongs to them. So here's a couple of nafkaminas. According to that, you are allowed, even if it belongs to the Moise, you are allowed to take change. You know, let's say you need there's two tens, and you have a 20, you're allowed to go in there, put the 20, take the two tens. Then you're allowed to leave the
even
in this case, because the Moise is not locked on that.
I thought you were supposed to give a little bit more when you take the change.
I don't know if you have to do more.
You don't
have,
oh, really?
I don't know about this.
I thought they'd have to use it as like a bet.
Chaim Kanievsky actually writes in the Derech Mordechai, you're not even supposed to take change from it. But the Pasha is your, because he, but the Pasha is the Maisa doesn't care. They don't care if there's 20s or 10s.
They ask for change. They always get change.
Okay. But
because they want to get money, so they're asking for change. That's different. We're sitting here just for change.
Yes. Right. Just to change. Anyway, fine. But that Pasha is okay. But what about borrowing from the Pushka? According to this, you're not allowed to borrow from the Pushka because it belongs to the Maisa already.
Right.
It belongs to them. You're not allowed to borrow. So like Pasha Dukan Kanievsky. Yeah, you're not allowed to borrow from the Pushka if it belongs to the Moise, because it belongs to him. Now, you'll say it's a big chumra, but Moise, the chumra is kedai for you.
Well, if it gets stolen, you're done.
No, I'm saying
it. It's a chumra. It's possible.
I know, but I'm saying most people in the world, I think, do borrow from the Pushka. So Moise, it's a chumra. But it comes out that there's a big cool also. Is that, let's say, in this case, if it got lost or stolen, if the Pushka got stolen, so now you're potter. I gave it away already. Shemachinim, but here's Gneva Veda, your potter.
Right.
So I'm saying, so if it got stolen, if it got stolen, you're potter now, because I gave it away already, and now I'm potter because it belongs to them. Okay? Now, this is an afmina. So, if you want, the halacha is, and this, now here's comes up a complicated case. Let's say, a very, very common thing, you find an old pushka over there, the maisa's closed down, done, doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. What do you do with the money? So if you're gonna say that it really was just a neder, so then fine. So I made a neder to give it to here. They don't exist. I can give it to something else. I can be yoitz my neder by giving it to somewhere else. But if it's their money and they don't exist anymore, it's a big problem. What are you gonna do with it? Right? Now, if the moisa never existed in the first place,
then
closed down.
I'm saying, if people have pushies in the house for 30 years,
exactly, you have no way of getting to the moisa. It's very complicated. Okay.
Right.
So now they have these postcards from 30 years ago, and the place doesn't exist, and it's under different ownership, and it's this, that, different addresses, there's no way to locate it. You moved 4 times since then, and now you have some bikur cholim in, some. It's very hard to sometimes locate it. So, again, here would be an afkamina. If you could treat it as just a neder, so Gavaldix, I made a neder. The neder was to give it to here, but I can't give it to there anymore. They don't exist, or I can't find them, so you can give it to another. You can fulfill your neder with something similar, like we said last week from Rabbi Yashin, that if you had a man to give to an onion, you ran away, you can give it to a different onion. So you can fulfill your neder. But if they were kind of it, now it gets a little more complicated.
So then there's a shul in town that they have 4 pushkas, and I seen like the guy with stuck taking change and putting quarters, and all the quarters are one, and all the dollar bills in another.
One pushka belongs all to the same shul. It could be that.
It says different things on it.
I don't know if that really.
Whatever,
first of all, they're probably just equaling it out. Okay, I'm not talking about that now. Now, because I don't think that is a chiluk. I think that's all called the shul. Now, one other common shayla is someone asked me the shayla, is what happens if all the pushkas fell out on the floor and all the minion gets mixed up? So you have four different moistures. So now, wait, it depends. So if you say that it's just a neder, if you say it's a neder, so now I have to give to each one the maximum it could be that can have. So I have to lay out of my pocket. But if you say it belonged to the moistures, Subshed is not my problem. Their money, they have to fight it out with themselves.
So what do you do with the money, though? How do you?
I'll divide it up. What I think. They will probably allow me to say, fine, whatever you think is the right that belongs to us. I mean, they don't have they're going to hire a lawyer now. There's no way for them to work it out. So they're going to probably let you, they will probably give you the right to work it out. I mean, maybe you can divide it up. But if you're going to say that it's just a neder, then to fill your neder, you have to make sure that you give each one the maximum that I possibly could do. So what's all these shaylos? What's the halacha l'maisa? So the halacha l'maisa is, if your derech is that you, if you have in mind that when you're putting in the pushka, you're going to borrow the money. Okay. So the Chaim Kanevsky brings down from the Chazon Ish that the stam das of the person is that I'm not being machneh to the maisa, and everyone agrees that even if kli shekoyne, even if kli shekoyne, but shus machneh is koyne for the bala kli. But that's only if you had das to allow it to be nichna. But if I'm just laying it there, but I don't want him to be koine, then it's still mine. So the Chazon Ish says, if your minig is, if your derech is that you borrow money from the pushka, mistama, your stam das is that it's not working to be koine. And mamela, it's still only the geder of a neder. So if you borrow from the pushka, it's only like a neder. So if you borrow from the pushka, it's only like a neder. If it's only a neder, so then you were never fulfilled your neder yet. And mamela, if it got stolen, you got to pay. If it got mixed up, you gotta pay. Right? But you could borrow from them. But if not, then you would have to go with the Marsham. Now, there's two knaches in this. One is if the Moisid is giving away the pushka as a gift. So l'chora, then it's biter yours. It's just a nether. Right?
Even if it has a name on it?
Because they don't want it back. It doesn't belong to them.
Even if it has a name on it? It's
yours. I don't want it back.
Oh, it's just like a nice pushka. It doesn't say their name on it?
No, it says their name on it.
But it's a gift.
Most of them don't want it back, though. Most of them don't want it back. They just want the funds. Most of them don't want the pushka back.
We've had cases that a guy says, listen, I'm moving, I'm not really gonna give you any more money. So take the pushka back, I'll take it back.
But when he got it in the first place, they didn't have DOS to get it back. I mean, it was
when you get these little can things, you say you want your can back? I don't want the can back, but the reason that I'm gonna say I want the can back
because we'll get the money.
Because I want to get all the money in.
Okay, so if you go with that, it's not really doesn't really belong to the moisa. So then you're back to nether. Another thing is,
what's stam from my set?
I think the stam still belongs to him.
Even if it says for pickup call, whatever.
I think that means that it's the money,
not the pushka.
I don't know. I think that this depends on the pushka, but I think that the stam would be that they do retain the violence because they want that you're putting it in there for them. They don't want it just being that. They want to be cutting the money.
You have to pay back for the pushka and the money?
Ask them.
Right.
Now there's another cop in the Avnei Nezer. Has any problem? We went over time and complained. Ari, he told me to go over time.
I think poor Christ for everyone's other mabul.
So now one more halacha, one more psak halacha here. The psak halacha of the nature of the Avnei Nezer. He's a merdik cool on this. Zuck the Avnei Nezer. Maybe you can make all on this whole thing. Because for up there, when you all you did was. You put money in the pushka. If you say that it's not considered the yad gabai, it's not considered the maisa. There could be not a nether either, because you never made a nether. All I did, I put $20 there. I didn't make a nether. If the pshat is I made a nether, I owe $20, and then the way I was filling the nether by putting in there, that's one thing. But zakta, I never made a nether. I just put the money in. Now it could be if you go with this with that, it's probably I think it's a nether b'machshav, which we learned last week. There are mahals you're supposed to be machmer on that. So I would say that it's Shver Avni Nezer because that's at least a neder b'machshava. But maybe you could still say that since it's machlokes about neder b'machshava and there's a machlokes about this whole pushka shtickle, so it could be is that Well, I don't know if that would help anyway. The question is a neder. Yeah, Chor Avni Nezer is like we saw in the Bear Moshe. We saw in the Bear Moshe last week that writing a check is like a neder. I didn't say I was writing a check, a neder. Chor, the showing the Maisa that you're putting it in there is at least a neder.
Right.
Is at least a neder. And but that's the chap of Avni Nezer. There's no nedarim involved at all. I'll copon him. Reb Chaim and the Sefer at Starko Mishpat, he says Eitz Toiva is that you should make a das whenever that Mekanol Haba, any money I put in the pushka, I'm just retaining it, I'm just holding on to it until I deliver. And this way you don't get problems if you can't find the Moisid and you know, and this and that. It's all your nedarim, and eventually all you have to do is if you can't find the Moisid, you just have to give it to the tzedaka of your choice.
That's even by their claim.
Oh, by the way, according to the Avni Nezer, according to Avni Nezer, it will come out that if a lady just puts in $20 by Hadlak Neder, she didn't do anything. Because it's not a Neder and she wasn't kind of. So what are you doing? What's the point? Right? So we obviously say, no, you're trying to make at least a Neder. If not, totally give. If not, Kosh can try to give away the money from Stucker. So all these times you give an Ace Rots and you lost something, you're trying to give away the money. So we don't go with this Avni Nezer. We say it's at least a Neder, maybe even more. Okay.